Aspen was a sweet person, but lately he had been thinking about joining one of the gangs. He already wore the kind of baggy clothes that gang members liked. When he went out to see the fight that morning, he got dragged into it and they stabbed him. When my sister Jamie and I heard the news, we rushed to the hospital, but they wouldn't let us see him. The doctor, confusing Milton with another boy, at first told us that he was fine, that he had suffered only a small injury to his arm. 2 hours later, the same doctor was explaining that he had made a terrible mistake. Milton had been seriously injured, and now he was dead. Then Milton's mother came out of the hospital, and she was out of her mind because she had just seen his body. The wake was held in Milton's house, which is next to ours. His body lay in a casket in the tiny room where his mother usually slept. I am terrified of the dead, but all night I sat with Milton's coffin, sobbing uncontrollably until they had to drag me away. When they tried to carry his coffin out of the house, I clung to it because I couldn't stand to see him go. When they buried him, I screamed, "No, no!" because burying him was like finally putting out the light of his life.